You're listening to CRI News. I'm Alex McNab. China's unmanned Shenzhou 8 spacecraft has hooked up with the Tiangong 1 experimental space laboratory nearly 2 days after being launched. Shenzhou 8 was the active craft in the docking, firing its thrusters to push its front end towards the docking port of Tiangong 1. It took about 10 minutes from first contact to confirmation of a seal. The commander-in-chief of China's space program is Cheng Wenchuan. Shenzhou 8 and Tiangong 1 will fly together for 12 days and then separate. Another docking will be performed soon afterwards. The practice maneuvers are designed to try to help create the country's first manned Chinese space station by 2020. Chinese President Hu Jintao is putting out a call for the international community to work in the spirit of an all-in-the-same-boat to cope with current economic woes. He has made the comments following a meeting with IMF Chief Christine Lagarde ahead of the G20 summit in Cannes. Hu Jintao notes that while some developed countries are struggling with sovereign debt problems, emerging economies are trying to deal with inflation and drastically fluctuating cross-border capital flows. Hu Jintao has also met with French President Nicolas Sarkozy. The Cannes meeting is being dubbed as Europe's chance to explain to the world that it has taken the tough decisions to bring its debt crisis under control. Chinese Vice Finance Minister Zhu Guangyao is trying to tamp down speculation about any possible Chinese involvement in the European bailout fund. Zhu has told reporters in Cannes that it's too early to talk about any possible investment in the European Financial Stability Facility. At the same time, Zhu Guangyao also admits that the Greek referendum on its bailout deal has come unexpectedly. Speculation has been swirling ahead of the start of the latest session of the G20 about any role that China might be able to play in the potential recovery of the Eurozone. Russia and Georgia have come to an agreement on Russia's accession to the World Trade Organization. Delegations from the two countries, who have been meeting in Geneva, have reached a deal connected to trade in goods. Georgia is the only WTO member which has been blocking Russia's accession to the WTO. The details of the Syrian government's acceptance to the peace plan put forward by the Arab League to end the violence in the country have now emerged. Qatari Prime Minister Sheikh Al-Thani.
The Syrian government has agreed to the following: an end to all acts of violence from whichever source for the protection of Syrian citizens. Secondly, releasing the prisoners of the current events. Thirdly, evacuating all cities and residential neighborhoods of armed forces.
The agreement also sets a time frame for talks with the opposition and will allow journalists and human rights groups to move freely in the country to monitor the situation. UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon has made an unexpected visit to the Libyan capital of Tripoli. He is calling on Libya's interim leaders to secure the chemical weapons arsenal and nuclear materials in the country. Both the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and the International Atomic Energy Agency are both planning to send a mission to Libya. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has failed in his appeal against extradition from the UK to Sweden over allegations of rape and sexual assault. Judges at the High Court in London has decided that a previous ruling in favour of extradition must be upheld. Assange is accused of raping one woman and sexually molesting and coercing another in Stockholm last year. He denies the allegations and says that they are politically motivated. A new ethics training program is being launched for Chinese civil servants. The training is being designed to try to improve their integrity and loyalty. The training campaign comes amid a recent wave of allegations of improper behaviour by a number of this country's civil servants. The authorities say that they hope that the ethics training will help prevent corruption and appease people's distrust of this country's civil servants. A Peking Opera Festival has kicked off in Hubei. The festival, designed to try to revive interest in the classical Chinese art form, will feature 33 operas. The festival will cover a wide range of Peking opera styles, including new versions of ancient operas, modern performances, and traditional operas. Peking opera became recognized as a form of intangible cultural heritage last year by UNESCO. For CRI News, I'm Alex McNab.